This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation today, we're speaking with Mark Lanahan of PFLAG Roseburg. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing really well. How about yourself?
I'm doing just fine, thanks.
Great. So, Roseburg PFLAG, I know a few people are kind of hearing about it for the first time. So anybody who doesn't know, could you maybe explain what PFLAG Roseburg is?
Sure. We are a branch of PFLAG National. PFLAG is an LGBTQIA plus support group. It's one of the largest, one of the oldest support groups around. It was started in the 1970s. By a lady who took her son to what was a precursor of a pride parade and was approached by several people there to talk to their family what was to LGBTQIA plus community. And it just grew from there. It's got branches in every single territory in the United States. And so PFLAG Roseburg, for about 4 years now, and we started out of a group that my wife and I were running called Common Ground Coalition, and we decided that we wanted to do a pride event.
Well, I think our connection might just not be quite what it needs to be, so we're going to go to a quick commercial and see if we can't reconnect and get back a hold of Mark Lanahan with Roseburg PFLAG, PFLAG Roseburg, I should say, and we'll go from there. Just one moment, we'll return on News Radio 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN. And back with the Morning Conversation, speaking with Mark Lanahan. We hung up and we've tried reconnecting, so hopefully we will have a better connection. So, Mark, you were explaining about what PFLAG does here in the local community in Roseburg and Douglas County.
Right. So, basically, what we've done is we do local monthly support groups that are open to people to come in, and we've been doing some social events as well. We just did Pride here about a week ago, and we've done that a couple of times in the past. Been really, really, really happy with the turnout we've had and the support we've had in the community.
And did COVID really interrupt a lot of that support that you were trying to give to the community, or how has that gone?
It really did. COVID really took a chunk out of being able to do our monthly meetings, social events. With something like the LGBTQIA community, support groups and social events are being able to be held in person are really, really, really important.
Well, and the Oregon Community Foundation recently awarded the PFLAG Roseburg a grant of $7,500. Is that going to go towards some programs or things to be able to help that connection?
That absolutely will. The one thing that was in the article that was a mistake is we actually got the grant towards the end of last year. And so it's already gone to several in-person tabling events that we've been able to be present at. A big chunk of it went to Pride that we had last week. And we are absolutely looking at more and more and more activities to be able to use that money towards.
And PFLAG being recognized here locally in Roseburg for the Pride Proclamation, I should say, happening today at the City Council meeting. Can you tell us more about what the Pride Proclamation means for the LGBTQIA community in Roseburg?
What the Pride Proclamation means for the LGBTQIA plus community is a big step towards actually being recognized for the contribution that the community, the LGBTQIA community, has done in this community, the fight that they've had to go through just to be accepted and being allowed to live their true lives. One thing that about the proclamation that is so amazing to me is that they're also doing a proclamation on Juneteenth, and they have decided that they are going to have to take a council vote on the Pride Proclamation, and whatever way the vote goes with the council is whether or not the proclamation will be codified or not. And the reason that the mayor has done this, and his exact words to me were in a conversation, was he doesn't do controversial proclamations. Well, like I said, they're doing a proclamation on Juneteenth, and I don't understand what's so controversial about the Pride Proclamation, because both proclamations deal with a group of people who have dealt with years and years and decades and untold travesties just because people didn't like something that they had no control of, whether it was the color of their skin or their sexual orientation, their sexual attraction.
And the proclamation, something that you first brought to the council in February, correct?
It is. It's actually, I brought the proclamation to the mayor last year and was refused. And then I brought it up again in February and basically didn't hear anything back. And then got a notice from City Hall that the mayor had reconsidered his stand on the proclamation, and then we were going through with it.
Well, it will be very interesting to see what happens tonight. We are paying attention to that. But anybody who might, as we're running out of time here, anybody who might want to find ways to support Roseburg PFLAG or even connect as a member of the LGBTQIA community, how would they do that?
There's a couple different ways they can do that. They can email PFLAG Roseburg at PFLAGRSBG@gmail.com, or they can search for our Facebook page.
At PFLAG Roseburg Facebook page?
Uh-huh. Or they can go to our website, which is PFLAGRoseburg.org.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. Mark Lanahan of PFLAG Roseburg on with us for the morning conversation. Mark, thank you for your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Y'all have a great day.
You do the same. That's the morning conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN.